I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, Chetlins, it is Andy Cohen. Backstage at Watch What Happens Live, in my dressing room, waiting calmly for the show to begin. I've just gone and said hello to our guests, Portia Williams and Atlanta superfan Amber Tamblyn, who also happens to be in love with Portia. So that's exciting. I spent about 8 hours at Logan Airport in Boston today, trying to make it back, thinking that I maybe wasn't going to make it back. So I'm so relieved to be here. Never happier to be here than I am right now. It's going to be a great show. Atlanta shows are always great. See you in the clubhouse.
She no longer eats meat, and I once drank milk from her teat.
Yeah.
It's Watch What Happens Live with Portia Williams and Amber Tamblyn now. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a Sunday night with one woman who has traveling pants and another who pretty much only eats plants. From the Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's our favorite baby vegan, Portia Williams. Hi, Portia. Portia deserves,
yes.
And she's an actress and an activist, but most importantly, a Bravo anthropologist. Her new movie, Nostalgia, is in select theaters Friday. Welcome back, Amber Tamblyn. Great to see you. Amber is a mega, mega Atlanta Housewives fan, so this is perfect that you're here.
Yes.
He is the author of the book, Pulling It All Together, Essential Style Advice for Being Beautiful, Confident, and
Ew.
Happy. Say hi to Paul Wharton. Hey, Paul, great to see you. You may recognize Paul from The Real Housewives of D.C.
Oh, I love him.
Okay.
And you're still buddies with Linda, you said, right?
Yes, I'm very great buddies.
I am happy to hear that. I want to get started and point out something that Amber said the last time she was on the show about Portia. Take a look. Which housewife would you most want to be friends with, besides Tinsley?
Well, here's a real question, though. Does it have to be New York?
No,
or could it be any of them? Okay, I really want to be friends with Portia.
Very good. Okay. Perfect.
I knew I would find someone before Valentine's Day.
lots to discuss tonight. When Cynthia and Nene were talking about Will, Nene let it slip that she thinks that Peter might have Will beat in the looks department. This is our first poll question of the night. Who's better looking, Peter or Will? What do you guys think?
Wow. All right. On the chocolate scale, it would definitely be Peter.
Right?
Yeah.
I think Peter's pretty fine.
Wow.
Yeah, very,
okay. Yeah. This is Mage. Wow. The audience is firmly split, but they're giving a little edge to Will. Thank you very much. Nene and Cynthia are planning this girls' trip to Barcelona. It looks like Kim's not pleased about leaving her man behind.
Right.
Watch.
Mm-hmm. Nene and I are putting together a trip to Barcelona.
Bring your husband so I can bring mine.
No! No!
I don't know why it's an issue to bring Croy.
You think she was coming at Croy?
Kim don't ever go to a trip. She got 99 SUVs, you know, just.
What's going on with Kim?
Kim is not coming. Who knows what she'll be doing while she's at home? Maybe she's getting Croy a new set of booty implants installed in his ass.
Installed.
There's a lot to unpack here. First of all, here's another poll question. Should Kim be allowed to bring Croy? What do you think? What do you think?
No, yeah. I think that's weird. I mean, I feel like then you're going to have, then all men should be invited, and that's not why I watch this show.
Oh. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
The viewers agree with you, by the way. And now, Michael Rappaport was tweeting up a storm tonight. He said, I don't know how booty implants isn't trending on Twitter. Croy has booty implants? This is major news. So
I think she was joking, because didn't he have that butt when they met? They're like, that's what
did,
made
yes.
Kim want him.
He's a football player. He does a million squats.
Yeah, like,
absolutely. You know,
yeah, that's why I've always dated football players.
Right, yeah, because they have great asses.
Yes,
yeah. Of course. What did we think of the makeup-free image that Kim Zolciak posted on Instagram?
I think she's so beautiful. I think that is a gorgeous photo of what a real woman looks like, and I wish we could see more of that, because I think that all of these women are beautiful with or without makeup.
I do.
I think it's true.
Well, one of our favorite things about Atlanta is that there is no shortage of shade, which means it's time for our Shady Boot moment of the night. It's courtesy of Sheree.
Marlo shows up carrying a dead animal to a vegan dinner. What kind of fragonacka bull crap is this?
Let's go.
Portia is having everybody take shots, and now we're gonna smoke hookah. Kim with her solo cup. I feel like this is turning into a fraternity party.
Please don't get nothing on this wood, because they're going back tomorrow.
Now that damn Portia is one cheap bitch. The dinnerware looked like it cost about $19.99, and she's talking about we're gonna eat on it and then take it back? Really, girl?
Do you want to defend your dinnerware?
No, hey, to each his own, maybe we should have had the party in the prison cafeteria.
Oh.
Wow.
Portia and Amber, you're taking...
That's why I love her. I love
you too, girl.
Portia and Amber, taking your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, on this season of Atlanta, Portia has tried to work her way back into the candy-coated clique, but this candy's still a bit sour. And tonight, Portia continued her apology tour with the mother of all sit-downs. Watch.
Did you say apology?
I can't tell you Portia fake ass right now.
You're not really feeling me like that right now. I apologize. I want to accept any wrong play whatsoever.
Leave it at that.
Congratulations.
How you doing? Thank you.
She is still upset. Any words of wisdom?
Well, eat yourself and say, I know how you feel and everything.
I'm going to keep on speaking and keep on hugging and maybe one day she'll hug her sister back.
Okay, here's what. Go to WWHL.TV and tell us, should the women move on, yes or no? What do you think?
By the way, that is the calmest I have ever seen Mama Joyce. That, like, the whole scene stressed me out, because I was like, when is she going to, like, pull a knife out?
Yes.
I just didn't know what was going to happen. I don't know. I love it the most when all the women come together and sort of drop the beef or the drama and just sort of say, like,
there you go.
We've had so much experiences. Let's stick together.
And you all at home agree. 80% of you almost. By the way,
good.
Were you pissed at Todd's speech that he made at that party?
I thought it was shady. But I mean, but the whole crew is shady. It is what it is.
Second on tonight's Atlanta Housewives, Portia had all the ladies over for vegan delights, but Marlo took it upon herself to serve a buffet of piping hot one-liners. Did you enjoy that,
yeah,
Amber?
Yeah, I did.
Yes. Here's what. Take a look at Marlo's best moments. We montaged it. Watch.
Home sweet home. Could have been a little bigger. This mat is really small. Does the doorbell work?
Do you have any allergies?
No allergies. Only to broke men.
I think you're in love with Peter, but you know him for who he is.
Kind of played out the way it did.
Are you okay?
No, not me.
Oh, my God. Marlo, stop. That was you burping.
That was you.
Are you sorry?
I have to go visit my cousin.
Where's your cousin?
In the nursing home.
It's late, aren't they?
I know. It's 24 hours.
Is this your new boyfriend, Marlo?
I can't make it.
By Finally, in the sisterhood of the traveling pants, Amber Tamblyn formed an enviable posse. But which housewives would she want in her traveling posse if given the chance? Here's what Amber, the heads of the Atlanta housewives, will bob underneath you. You will pick which one best corresponds to each of my questions. Don't
Why
be swayed.
Why isn't Mama Joyce on there?
Don't be swayed
sister,
by the housewife next to you, okay?
Okay.
Who would you choose to share a room with on a trip?
Oh, for sure, Portia and that booty.
Okay.
Yes! We are welcome.
Yes.
Which two ladies would you most want to see? No, that's not good. Which lady would be able to convince you to skinny dip at your hotel?
Oh,
Nene.
Which lady would you expect to be the rudest to hotel staff?
Maybe Nene.
Who are you most likely to get annoyed by on a girl's trip?
Maybe Nene.
Who's
most likely to get a little frisky with the locals?
Oh, I don't know.
Come on, girl.
That could be anybody.
Say it.
Portia.
Who's most likely to leave her hotel room in absolute disaster?
Wait, say it again?
Who is most likely to leave her hotel room in absolute disaster?
Oh, you know who.
Well, I think it would be Kim, but she's not going to go anywhere.
That's hilarious.
So.
All right. Thank you very much, Amber Tamblyn. Okay, let's go to Tim from Detroit. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hi, my question is for Portia.
Okay.
All right, Tim.
First of all, your dress is amazing, by
Thank
the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is, how has your relationship with Candy improved since your meeting with Mama Joyce at all?
We filmed a couple more group scenes together.
Oh, that's not great. Let's go to Marcus from North Dakota.
I need a giant thing of popcorn. Like, yeah. I just want to be eating popcorn to listen to all this.
Marcus, what's your question for Amber Tamblyn?
Hey, my question for Amber is, hey, he called you a liar on Twitter, and after some of your amazing pieces in the New York Times, have you heard from James Woods, or are you expecting an apology from him anytime soon?
Who?
Okay. She
nice.
Knows how to give the shade, too.
I loved the piece you wrote. It was incredible.
Thanks, Andy.
It was really incredible. Next week's Housewives of Atlanta, Kim sends the ladies a nasty text about Nene, and it makes Nene turn into a human angry face emoji.
Oh, Lord.
Amber, you want to see a sneak peek?
I really do.
This is for you. Take a look.
Kim going in on your ass.
You just sent this text to all of us.
Nene is sick and disgusting, and I'm not just speaking on the fact that she made fun of a serious health issue I had, but I'm also speaking on the fact she lives in a f***ing roach nest.
We had a conversation earlier.
We told her what you said in the car.
Oh, my God. She just sent a picture of your car in a handicap spot.
This is getting a little messy.
Kim.
Okay, there you go. Amber, Molly asked from D.C., which couple from the Bravo world are you and your husband most like?
Me and Portia, since we're newly married.
Yes! Spicy, right?
Yes, spicy.
Kinky.
Super spicy.
Portia, Tess T. Gurley wants to know, why were you able to travel 10-plus hours to Spain, but you claimed you couldn't fly that long due to medical concerns for Shamia's wedding in Africa?
Bravo pay for first class. Thanks.
There you go.
Why I love her.
Hannah W. emailed, since you're such a New York Housewives fan, what was your reaction to Countess Luann's divorce and arrest?
I don't think I knew she was arrested.
You
didn't know?
No.
She has a beautiful mugshot.
Oh my goodness.
My God. Okay, well, Amber, let's go to OC. Melly V wants to know what you thought of the Tamra, Vicky, Shannon hug at the end of the OC reunion. Will they be friends again?
I thought that was really nice. I feel like they have had the most long-term beef and issues of any of the Real Housewives, and so I thought it was nice.
Yeah.
Let's go to Zodo from Chicago. Hey, Zodo, what's your question?
Is that real?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Portia. And hey, Amber. How are you guys doing today?
Great.
Good. How are you?
So my question is for Portia.
Okay.
So Portia, if you were to trade spaces with anybody from any other Housewives franchise, who would it be and why?
Trade places? Like not want to be Portia?
Yeah, what do you mean, like, go?
Which castmate would you switch? Like, which castmate would you switch out?
Oh, if you could switch a cast member from your group out with someone from another city.
That
is a good question.
You know what? I love the New York season. That was amazing. Reunion, everything. But Potomac. Oh, but I would, yeah. I want to go and get in there with those girls. Who would I take out?
Yeah.
Let's take out, Monique, honey, young and fabulous. Yes, come to Atlanta and give them life.
And who are you exiting from Atlanta?
Who am I giving to? Yeah. I don't want to take nobody with me. Somebody got to go with me?
All right, let's go to Rob from Pennsylvania. Hey, Rob, what's your question?
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy. My question is for Amber. Amber, what would be your Real Housewives tagline?
The clock has run out on the abuse of power, and it is time's up, gentlemen.
Nice!
Something like that. I don't know.
I love it.
Portia, Ricky Smiley said recently on Wendy Williams that you are wife potential and beautiful.
Agreed.
Yes. If you leave Dish Nation, do you think the two of you could ever get together? Like, what? It was clear. I mean, your chemistry is so good.
I hate for you to get me fired to get him, but you know what? I really love Ricky.
Why can you not have a romance while you're both there?
It's just not good to mix pleasure with your professional life. It's just not good. Because I feel like, what if it doesn't work out? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Maybe we'll do like a pact. So if I'm 40 and I'm not married, Ricky, come on.
That's amazing. I really like that. Okay, good. I'm into it. It's game time. We know that Amber Tamblyn has wanted to be friends with Portia for a while, but will their friendship contract get inked tonight, or will it get ripped up before our eyes? Let's play the BFF test.
No way.
I'm gonna test your budding friendship by asking you a series of friendly questions, and on the count of three, you both yell out your answers to see how well they match, okay? All right, okay.
This one's easy.
What's more fun, girls' night in or girls' night out? One, two, three.
In.
Come on. I was gonna say girls' night out.
Unfortunately,
I know.
You really do a whole lot of crazy things inside.
Okay. What matters more in the bedroom? Size or how you use it? One, two, three.
How you use it.
Okay.
We differ.
Okay. What's more important in a man, brains or brawn? One, two, three.
Brains.
Did you say what's brawn? Okay. Amber.
She's the love of my life. The love of my life.
Who wears the pants in the relationship, Beyonce or Jay-Z?
That's crazy.
One, two, three.
Beyonce.
Okay, very good. When it comes to your man, once a cheater, always a cheater, or forgive and forget? One, two, three.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Okay, good.
That was a little shady.
Do you believe in ghosts? Yes or no? One, two, three.
What?
Yes.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Okay.
Portia!
Wait, what we say? What we gonna say?
She said yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
All right, thanks for playing. You both win your very own friendship bracelets. Oh, look, we got your friendship bracelets.
Oh,
it said BFF on them. By the way, Amber, got a lot of tweets. Any plans for a Joan of Arcadia reboot?
You know what? A couple people have tagged me in that recently and asked that, and I'd always be open. That was one of the most wonderful casts I ever worked with.
What about Sisterhood 3?
Mm. Forever and always.
Yeah.
I wish.
Yes. You're down?
Yeah, always. I love that.
Let's go to Janet from Las Vegas with a quick question for Portia.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Andy.
Hey.
My question is for Portia.
Yes.
Portia, do you still have any contact with Phaedra, and do you miss Phaedra?
Any contact with her, and do you miss her?
Yeah, I texted her the other day because she posted a picture of her beautiful new home, and I was like, yes, bitch. Yeah.
Good. Okay, I like it. The new movie comes out Friday.
Yes, Nostalgia.
Nostalgia, yeah. and then the one that you directed is up on Netflix right now.
Yes, it is. That's
congratulations.
Right. Thank you.
I will be watching that.
Thank you.
It is time for my mazel of the day. It goes to Mirai Nagusu, the first American woman to ever land a triple axel at the Winter Olympics. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, and she didn't even have to make anyone say,
Why?
To do it. Today's shackle goes to the fact that North Korea is trying to prevent its Olympians from defecting into South Korea by monitoring them around the clock and by never letting them spend a moment alone, even in their bedrooms or bathrooms. You know, here's the deal. If these Olympians wanted to be held hostage in plain sight by a hostile and dangerous force, they could have just done Celebrity Big Brother with Omarosa.
Oh, my God.
I want to thank Portia, Amber, and Paul for being here. It's the After Show with Portia and Amber Chamblin. See Nostalgia in select theaters Friday. She directed Paint It Black. It's available now on Netflix. Behind the Bar, Paul Wharton's book is called Pulling It All Together. Amber, what's Nostalgia about?
Oh, Nostalgia is a beautiful, beautiful film. One of the best scripts I've read in a long time, directed by my lovely friend Mark Pellington. And it's about the things that we have in our lives that we lose after we're gone and how those literal physical objects are passed down to our family members and what we decide to do with them. So it's about those things we leave behind.
Ooh, yeah. I'm very into
it. It's a great film.
It's important for people who've lost someone special.
100% and how difficult that is. Wow. It's really great. Mm-hmm. Really, really good.
Am I going to cry?
A lot. You're gonna. Love. You're
gonna need. I love a good cry film.
You're gonna need breast milk. You're gonna need a lot of breast milk.
Really?
You got some left for me?
Yeah. I'll hook you up after when we go backstage. Yeah.
What was the last movie that made you cry?
Oh my gosh, let me tell you. I cried watching Black Ink. I guess I was PMSing. Yeah, I cried through the whole episode. Like they were arguing, like don't fight. And then, like, I don't know, I was just crying.
And what was the last movie to make you cry?
For the first time ever, I saw Basketball Diaries, the Leonardo DiCaprio movie. Yeah, and that made me cry, that movie, yeah.
I know
Black Panther's gonna make me cry, just for other reasons, because it's gonna be so incredible.
I'm really excited. You gotta watch Telemundo, too.
Okay.
Does Telemundo make you cry?
Yeah, there's one. El Señor. Hey! It's about, oh my gosh, what is his name? Oh my God, my friend will be so mad.
We watch Spanish?
Yeah, and I read it the whole time.
You read the subtitles.
It's 75 episodes in one, what is it?
Season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm on second season. So that's how dedicated I am.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
And are you finding that you're learning Spanish at all?
Wait, I sound so lonely.
No, you don't.
I'm done with this.
Are you finding that you're learning Spanish at all?
I'm happy. Right? Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
El Señor and Casillas is the main character.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, your Spanish sounds like it needs a little work.
With a little slurred, it's your fault.
I know.
Hello. In the club.
I just rewatched Hidden Figures and I was crying like a
baby. Oh my God.
So great. I know.
Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, my name's DeAndre. I'm calling from Athens, Georgia.
Hey, what's your question?
All right, Athens.
Hey, I have a question for Portia and Amber.
Okay. Mm.
Who do you guys think is going to take the most heat at the reunion?
The most what?
Who's going to take the most heat at the reunion?
You can talk, I think.
Oh. That's hard to say, and also I feel like I heard a bit of gossip that you were not privy to here earlier. I think I mean to plead the fifth based on that.
Right,
but,
you have to take yourself out.
Just because of what I may or may not have heard.
Who do you think?
To take the most heat?
Yeah.
Is there like a big spotlight on me?
See?
You've taken a lot of heat this season, I have to say. You've taken a lot of heat.
I did, but yeah. Humbly.
Yes.
Humbly. So it was okay.
Yes.
You know, when you go into something expecting to get the heat and you take it because
it's like. You've taken it well, I agree.
Some of it I deserve.
I feel like there's such a deep divide like that's going on right now more than there has been before.
I don't like it. I want to have fun.
I don't like it either, and I can already picture you guys on the separate couches and how stressful
it's
going to be.
And I want us, you know what I want at the reunion? I really want us to just get it all out. You know, just get it all out, even if there's a cry here and there. And at the end, I would just first a hug.
That'd be great.
And just move on to the next year. That's
honestly
what I want.
We had, I believe, the last New York Housewives reunion, maybe the last two, they all went out to dinner together after.
It's really incredible.
And they had a very rough season.
Yes.
Bethany had a rough season with Sonia and everybody else. Yeah. So for them to do that, when I saw that, it inspired me to how I want to come into reunion.
Back to the phones. Two more calls. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Yes, my name is Fonda B, and I'm calling from Hesper, Georgia.
Hey,
hi,
Wanda,
guys.
What's your question?
I love you, Andy.
Thank you.
I love you, George. I love you, Amber.
Oh, I love you.
What's your question?
My question is for Amber. Amber, what is the craziest thing you ever done on General Hospital? Because I used to watch you all the time.
You were on for 6 years.
Will you ever return?
Would you ever return? You were on for 7 years. Emily Quartermain or
actually,
Anna Quartermain?
Emily Quartermain, yes. And anytime I ever have a meeting in Los Angeles on that ABC lot, I go back to the studios.
You do?
And it's still like the most amazing people working there, the same makeup artists, the same like hair
like
people.
Going back home.
Just everybody. It kind of is like going back home. So I would totally go back and do something fun. I mean, if James Franco can do it, then
go back
to my home turf and do something. I love those. I love that show and I love those people.
The craziest scene you ever shot on GH?
Craziest scene I ever shot was probably right before I left when I was a model heroin addict who got in a train accident and became a paraplegic.
And when did you pull pull that off?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a soap opera. There's not much you have to pull it off.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Andy, this is Henry. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. My question is for Portia.
Okay.
All right, Portia, I have a question. Do you think NeNe is a good addition to this season? Do you think we needed NeNe back, or do you think she's just as boring and dry as we think she is?
First of all, she's not an addition. She started the show.
Yes.
So whether I have beef with her or not, I'm always going to respect that fact. Second of all, you know, if the audience thinks she's boring, that's just what the audience thinks. I didn't get a chance to enjoy her like I wanted to.
Right, because you weren't getting along.
I was hoping we would just have our little argument and then I could enjoy her. Because that's the thing you want to do when you're around her. Like, even when we were arguing, I would be sitting there and she'd be laughing with somebody. I'd be like, oh, she's not my friend. You know, like, I want to laugh with her.
Right,
so I'm so glad, I can't tear that apart.
Amber.
See, I told you.
Anything else you want to get off your chest before we leave?
Oh. You mean this chest?
Yeah.
It's good, Andy. It's good.
She needs to be our housewife.
I know. I want to thank Portia and Amber and Paul. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.